Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss the rights of the orphans which are mentioned in the Quran. A society which is alive to these rights is a society in which the values of compassion and concern and sympathy reign supreme. The Quran says that it is essential to safeguard the life, the wealth, and the property of the orphans. And in this regard, it has given a complete set of directives. The Quran says that if it becomes difficult for people to manage the orphans, then if they want, they can marry the mothers of these orphans. And in this regard, they can go up to 4 marriages. However, if they are not able to maintain justice between their wives, then even for as noble an objective as the welfare of the orphans, they should not marry more than one. In this regard, they must also keep in consideration the fact that they should not withhold the dower from being paid at the time of the marriage on the pretext that since they are marrying the mothers of these orphans to support them, they should not pay it. They must pay the dower at all costs in every respect. However, if the wife forgoes this dower, then of course this concession can be benefited from. The Quran then says that until and unless these orphans reach the age of mental maturity, their guardians should be their custodians. They should be the custodians of their wealth and their property. During this time, they should generously provide them with whatever they need, and of course, they should speak to them affectionately. They must not usurp their wealth. The Quran says, people who usurp the wealth of the orphans are those who fill their bellies with fire. And they must not also consume the wealth of these orphans hastily, thinking that the time is drawing near in which they have to return this wealth to these orphans. Now, in this regard, the Quran also says that guardians who are not well off, they can take a service charge from these orphans, from the wealth of these orphans, and guardians who are well off should not touch their wealth. And guardians, of course, who are not well off can benefit from this wealth, but this again should be according to the norms of the society they live in. Also, when the time of handing over the wealth back to the orphans arrives, then the guardians should call in 2 equitable witnesses, and in their presence should they hand over this wealth back to them. This is to safeguard any dispute and dissension which might arise later on. The Quran also says that at the time of distribution of inheritance of a deceased, if orphans or poor people happen to chance by, they happen to be present there, then they must be given something, and people must realize that their own children might end up as orphans one day and be left to the mercy of the society. These then are the rights of the orphans which the Quran mentions. And as I said earlier, it is essential that these rights and wealth of the orphans should be taken care of in a very generous manner, in a very protective manner. A society in which orphans are taken care of is a society in which the deprived lots of that society are given compassion and sympathy. And Islam wants a society in which the deprived lot should be taken care of in the best possible manner. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين